Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of this program, this extravaganza. We are awaiting, and it may be today, maybe tomorrow, a decision from the Georgia judge as it relates to whether or not Fani Willis will be disqualified, which she should be in the case against Donald Trump. Georgia law would mandate that just based on the nature of the relationship, if you will, with this unqualified friend, boyfriend, that had no experience in any of this kind of law, and the extravagant amount of money he made and the vacations they took with the money that she approved for payments to him. One thing the judge did do is Fulton County Superior Court judge, his name is Scott McAfee. He did dismiss six counts against six defendants, including three against the former president, on the grounds that the charges were not specific enough. And this is the first time any charges have been tossed out against the president in any of the four criminal cases. I think this case is literally hanging by a thread. If they follow Georgia ethics, the nature of the relationship between Fani Willis and this attorney she hired, and it does raise issues, by the way, because you have conflicting testimony about when the relationship started. You have evidence presented that seems to show that maybe they weren't both exactly honest about the nature of the relationship at the right time, but that's secondary. But it would, that relationship would require disqualification just based on Georgia law. So waiting for that, but it's going to be interesting. We'll have our attorney panel look at it, including Greg Jarrett will be on the program, and much, much more. It is. The case should be thrown out. Now, then the question would be, all right, they would probably assign it to another venue. What other venue wants this case? And when does that happen? How many years later? I mean, it's amazing that, you know, magically all the cases against Donald Trump going back, well, in the case of Alvin Bragg, I mean, this is information we knew about Stormy Daniels going back to, you know, before the 2016 election, for crying out loud. Pretty unbelievable. As I dig deeper into the her report, the special counsel report, and the transcript, just seeing more little details that just stand out to me. Miranda Devine also picked up something today that I thought was interesting, is that every time the special counsel, Robert, we affectionately say Robert Ben-Hur asked Joe Biden a potentially incriminating question, that's when, you know, the old Biden brain fog just kicks in. And what she points out is what is clear is that every time Biden was asked a specific and difficult question that would incriminate him if he answered honestly, he fell back on the sly defenses that you'd expect to hear from, you know, any syndicate operator. You ever notice, for example, when you watch these mob bosses or guys in the mob for a long period of time and they act like they're checked out and out of it and they show up in court in their slippers and pajamas? I mean, it's hilarious. Anyway, for example, a filibuster with self-aggrandizing stories or invoking his dead son for sympathy or, you know, feign memory loss. Vinny the Chin Gigante comes to mind, as she rightly points out. I mean, that happened quite a bit. And Biden bragged to Robert Hur, well, I saved Obama's ass. How come nobody picked up on that? New York Times, at one point, Hur, during his interrogation, Joe Biden actually bragged, he saved Obama's ass. I can't wait to hear what Barack Obama has to say about having his ass saved by Joe when he and Bill Clinton joined Joe on the campaign trail. All this is an effort to use surrogates to do the job that everybody knows Joe Biden's not capable of, and that is running a normal campaign. But Biden described giving an oration in law school on a case that he had not read and lying his way into an exclusive club in Delaware, recounting the time with President Obama and trying to save his ass from manipulative generals, boasting of building a solar facility in Angola. I mean, just stuff you just can't really make up, can you? John Solomon, by the way, has some breaking news about the Biden family syndicate and their work with the communist Chinese energy conglomerate CEFC and the desire after the communist Chinese failed to break into Westinghouse and try and steal the nuclear technology secrets, that in fact then they just decided plan B was to try to use the Bidens, in this case Hunter Biden. One thing we do know, Hunter Biden's trial on felony gun charges has now tentatively been set for the week of June 3rd. Now, Joe Biden's son indicted last September, federal grand jury. None of this impresses me, because remember, the special counsel in this case was the same guy whose original plan was to never bring charges against Hunter Biden in any way, shape, manner, or form, including the gun charges. He certainly is not applying the law as it was applied to people like Paul Manafort, and that's FARA violations. You know, why not? You would think that would have happened. And the amount, then, of course, it was the same Weiss that came up with the sweetheart deal that thankfully a judge in Delaware called him out on. I mean, when the judge in Delaware said, have you ever seen a plea deal like this before? Have you ever seen this before? Because buried in the gun provision aspect of the plea agreement, you know, was the idea that it would exonerate Hunter pretty much for anything and everything in perpetuity. Even, I mean, it was ridiculous. Hunter Biden's attorneys are claiming prosecutors are taking their orders now from Russia. Attorneys for Biden now insinuating that their old friend David Weiss is doing Russian President Vladimir Putin's bidding by trying to prosecute Hunter Biden. Anyway, I mean, he does have a good attorney, Abby Lowell, and one of the other attorneys blasting Weiss on Monday for slapping tax and gun-related charges on the younger Biden after his plea deal imploded last July and argued that his actions advanced the Kremlin's interests. Quote, the special counsel has done exactly what Russian intelligence operation desired by initiating prosecutions against Mr. Biden. I mean, got to give him an A-plus for audacity. Whether it works or not, I guess time will tell. But Hunter Biden has retracted his offer to publicly testify. Remember, this was never a real deal. The whole purpose of saying, well, we're not going to give you a deposition. The normal regular practice is when you are subpoenaed by Congress. Now, you either show up or you face contempt charges. For example, two victims of contempt charges would be Bannon and Peter Navarro. Well, now Peter Navarro is headed to jail for 4 months. Now, remember, they ignored the first subpoena. Now, what should have happened if we had equal justice and application of our laws is Hunter Biden should have been slapped with a contempt violation of Congress. But eventually they went out publicly and said, no, we want to testify publicly. They didn't want to do, they didn't want to follow normal protocol. They wanted to be treated differently. The committee said, no, but if you want a public hearing, we'll give you that public hearing after you do your closed door deposition. Because in a closed door deposition, number one, you have more time to really dig deeper into a topic, not 5 minutes going from the Republican Party to Democratic Party, from person to person. You know, you can filibuster 5 minutes against anybody. You can't do that in a deposition where they have that amount of time. And anyway, so that was all just all it was a show plea. So now they've had the deposition behind closed doors, and Chairman Comer has offered them to, in fact, go before the world and do this publicly and have a public hearing. But now they don't want to do it. Now they're not going to do it. Now, Hunter Biden's ex-business partner, Tony Bobulinski, slammed him for running away from the House Oversight Committee. And he criticized the president's son for running away by declining to appear at this congressional hearing next week. Well, we know why. Also, John Solomon, justthenews.com, has a big, he's going to delve into the detail of his new investigative report about Hunter and his partners aiding the Chinese government, CEFC, in their bid to corner nuclear energy market with U.S. tech. This is because their efforts to hack into Westinghouse failed. So we're going to watch all of this with great interest over time. Look, we're only 235 days away from Election Day. And this is probably the biggest tipping point election in our lives. Hannity, I've been listening to you for many years, and in past elections, you have said that very thing, and you would be correct. However, this time, it is more real than it's ever been. I mean, look at the economy. We got more horrific news today, Joe Biden's inflation. Now, we had learned last week that the consumer price index had gone up a whopping 3.2% from last year. Now we know inflation at the wholesale level, well, that rose more than expected in February. The latest sign that price pressures within the economy remain elevated and difficult to tame. That probably means the odds that we're going to have a rate cut, an interest rate cut, is going to go down dramatically. But on an annual basis, when you look at the producer price index, which measures inflation at the wholesale level before it reaches you, the consumer, and then it goes up from there. Well, prices were up 1.6% on an annual basis. And those figures are both higher than the, you know, predicted numbers expected by economists. Another sign that points to the, you know, high inflation core prices, which exclude the more volatile measurements of food and energy and gas prices simultaneously, we now know are going up again. Janet Yellen is warning inflation decline may not be smooth. Well, a month ago or 2 months ago, they were telling us, well, expect a soft landing. Well, it's not going to be so soft. And then she discussed inflation, higher taxes. And she actually said that she regretted ever saying that inflation was transitory. Here's what she said.
In 2021, you did say that inflation was transitory. Do you regret saying that now?
I regret saying it was transitory. It has come down, but I think transitory means a few weeks or months to most people, and that it's lasted longer than that.
It's been the entire Biden presidency. What the hell is she talking about? I mean, it's ridiculous. We have 4 month high gas prices, wholesale inflation now accelerating on top of the CPI, consumer price index, and it shows Americans' basic needs now eat up more household budgets under Joe Biden. I pointed this out, about $11,000 more. Great. And then of course, what do we have from Joe Biden? Oh, let me put forward a $7.3 trillion budget. Do you not realize how bad this is? That we're going to be at 150% of GDP, which is unsustainable. We can't survive as a country with numbers that bad. The U.S. national debt could quickly reach 130% of GDP, shooting well past $50 trillion, even assuming Joe Biden gets his wealth tax passed and his corporate tax passed. Let me tell you, it may sound good on paper if you're not part of the wealthy. If you're not a corporation, oh, yeah, let's take their money and give it to me. It may sound good on the surface, but every corporation that they raise taxes on, every rich person they raise taxes on, that's less money they're going to be spending and investing that's going to benefit all of us and create jobs and goods and services at prices that we can actually afford and that we want, need, and desire. Look at this. California is bracing for a new electric plan, which means they'll make more, but they're going to pay more to stop the brownouts. Okay. And then, of course, they're suing these oil companies out in California. What does that mean? You already have $7 a gallon gasoline. What does that mean for the people of California? It means that, well, that lawsuit is going to be funded by them and probably the rest of us. Well, we have one Venezuelan illegal immigrant accused of killing Lake and Riley. We have another accused of raping, a 14-year-old girl out of Virginia. Remember the MSDNC primetime stars of the conspiracy theorist Rachel Maddow and circle back Jen Psaki and Joy Reid. Remember, they were giggling over the fact that after Super Tuesday, the number one issue on the minds of voters in Virginia happened to be about immigration. I wonder if they'll giggle in front of Lake and Riley's family or the family from Virginia whose 14-year-old daughter was brutally raped, allegedly, by somebody, former criminal from Venezuela. Well, good news today, maybe something to giggle about. A second wave of Venezuela's worst criminals could soon be rushing over the border after being released from prison in their home country. With immigration lawyers familiar with the prison release warning, quote, these are killers. These are career criminals. The first wave of these gangsters to cross the border included henchmen for Nicolas Maduro and members of the notorious Tren de Aragua gang. Now more head gangbangers, thugs could have been locked away and being released, according to government officials. Since Friday, we've been carrying out in the state, you know, an operation looking to prevent centers and prisons. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about what's going on in Haiti. It's a mess, and it might be coming to a neighborhood near you.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Alec Baldwin's favorite radio talk show host is on the air right now. Right, Mr. Baldwin? Here's Sean Hannity.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Look, I can save you money and you don't sacrifice any service, and you can join the hundreds of thousands of your fellow Americans that have made the switch. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. And that means saying bye-bye to the big carriers like AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and just switch it on over to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. And they give you the same cell towers, the same exact ones, the same exact 5G network. You get the same exact service, and you save, the average family saves close to $1,000 a year. Now, if that's not enough to motivate you, if you do it now, not only will you save all that money, but they'll give you a free Samsung 5G smartphone. There's no four-line requirement, no activation fee. You get a Samsung that is built to last, quick-charging battery, top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at only $35 a month. Try and get that from a big carrier. That includes unlimited talk and text, 15 gigs of data, mobile hotspot. Anyway, it's simple to do it. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and get your brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and save a fortune for the same exact service. #250, keyword save now, from our friends at Pure Talk. Anyway, so now we're waiting for the second wave of Venezuelan criminals, according to the Daily Mail. That's story number one. For those people that like to giggle a lot on MSDNC at Americans that think immigration's become a big problem, with Joe Biden's nearly 10 million unvetted illegal immigrants, it's probably over 10 million at this point. But this was on FoxNews.com today. An illegal immigrant, I can say the word. I actually say the word. You know, not, I should have said undocumented. No, illegal. If you don't respect our laws, you're breaking the law. That makes it illegal by definition. Chuck Schumer supports me. At least he said the same thing in 2009. Every other, Bill Clinton said it. Barack Obama, I'm pretty sure, said it. Latest story, illegal immigrant from El Salvador has been twice deported from the U.S., was this week charged with more than 20 counts of sexual abuse and sex offenses of minors during his time working as a church leader in Maryland. Irvin Alfaro Lopez, 33, arrested by Montgomery County Police Department on charges including sex abuse of a minor. Incidents took place between 2016 and 18. Victims were aged between 6 and 12 at the time, according to the case in the Montgomery County Circuit Court. Also been charged with rape in the second degree, 2 counts of sexual offense in the third degree in relation to the incidents. ICE moved this week to deport him. You know, should he be released? The agency says he's entered this country illegally 3 separate times. Now, what does that indicate to you? That it's pretty easy to get into this country again and again and again and again and again. He's been subject to 2 deportation orders. Fox Maryland citing ICE, he was first arrested by Border Patrol near Lake Charles in Louisiana in March of 2015, having unlawfully entered our country and subsequently removed in 2018. Rearrested in the U.S. in January 2019. Granted a voluntary departure, left the country in April of 2019. In March of 2020, was caught by Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley after he came back into the country illegally. Again, U.S. Border Patrol processed him for expedited removal. He was deported in March of 2020. ICE it's not known when he reentered the U.S. Certainly not hard to do. Not with Joe Biden's open borders. No, not at all. Now, we have a problem. Not only as we look at this wave of Venezuelans that are coming in here. Oh, and by the way, they've had another surge. I was down in Eagle Pass, Shelby Park with President Trump and Governor Abbott. But the operation is now expanding. And I'll tell you, it has stopped over 90% of the illegal activity down there. Although if you listen to senators like Georgia Senator Warnock, he's calling the Lake and Riley Act, it's smoke and mirrors by people who aren't serious. Really? I want you to go say that. You're in the state of Georgia, Mr. Warnock. Why don't you go talk to the parents of Lake and Riley, see if they feel that way. Chicago Mayor Johnson confirms that illegal immigrant evictions are coming despite measles outbreaks and protests. What have I said? We need a security background check. We need to vet people, a health background check, and we need to means test people. So they're not going to be a financial burden on the American people because we can't afford it. In New York, the latest thing with illegal immigrants' children is they're selling candy on the subway. And I guess Kit Kats, M&Ms, Trident Gum. Linda, you still using the subway in New York or no?
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful time.
Why do you not listen to your boss? Why do you not listen to your boss?
Let me tell you something. You're
the person on the face of this earth that just feels totally free and clear. You don't care what I say. You don't care what I advise.
I think that's a lot of fake news. But if you want to head down Water Lane, you can go down by yourself because I listen to you every day. I listen 3 hours a day and 1 hour at night. You know, I think I'm a pretty good listener. I'm actively listening.
Hearing and listening are two different things. How many times
have I told you? I'm actively listening. Actively. Okay. At least 100 times you told me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Actively listening, but you're not hearing because you're still in the subway that I told you never to go back to. Did I not say that to you many times?
The way that I look at it is I cannot speak to which I do not know. So I need to go down. Now, listen, I go down with mace and I go down with my Byrna, all of which is legal. By the way, I have my bad guy repellent from Byrna. Byrna.com, everybody. And then I have my Byrna self-defense protection. I have my shield. I have all the things. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm glad you got the things and I'm glad you're ready. Why do you just, you kind of paid enough money. You could either drive in and park your car.
Oh, my God, no. No, first of all, they have put in... No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, you live in the sunny skies of Florida, so you might not be aware of this, but they just jacked up all of the tolls.
You live in the beautiful state of Pennsylvania. You don't live in New York.
Okay. Do you commute to New York, Sean?
No.
Because if you're commuting to New York from Florida, we got problems. We got to talk about something else. But the commute, now they've jacked up the fees, so you're paying $50 to $60 just in tolls.
That's true.
And the traffic is ridiculous.
The congestion fee.
No, it's called Kathy Hochul's I Gotta Pay for All These Illegals fee. That's what it is.
Well, they call it a congestion fee, but to pay for Kathy Hochul's illegal immigrants, yes.
Listen, you can call the sky blue or red or pink, whatever you want. It's still the color it is. I mean, she can call whatever she wants. She's full of crap.
All right. But I have warned you, because I don't want anything bad to happen to you. If I told my daughter not to get on the subway, and I said to my daughter, here's my credit card. You have Uber on your phone, Uber Black, which is the more expensive version of Uber. I said, you are allowed. I said, I will never question the amount of money you spend on Uber Black ever. I said the same thing to my son. Ever. You can have Uber Black treatment. Basically, I'm saying you could be chauffeured around wherever the hell you want.
Yeah, well, because you should. They're your kids. You got to protect them. That's different.
Okay. Well, you're a colleague and an employee. Yes, you should be safe as well. Yes, you're a colleague of mine. And I want you to be safe, too.
I assure you I'm pretty safe. People don't mess with me on the subway. I've been taking the subway a long time. Your daughter and your son have not been taking the subway.
Yeah, but they've also trained with Sensei. How many times have you got into verbal altercations on the subway?
I have been mugged and attacked 3 times.
Okay. All right. You're making my point.
No.
But you're a great listener.
Did they get my stuff?
Getting your stuff. I don't want you
but
in
I'm
that
saying,
situation.
Like, this is
why
how,
is this
like,
hard?
It's not hard. It's not hard. You have to learn how to protect yourself. And at the end of the day, if people like me, people like you, people like us, the PLUs of the world, do not start fighting up back against the PLMs, we're screwed. I'm not giving up the subway because a bunch of scumbags want to take it and take a dump in the middle of the subway or put criminals on it or whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take a break in this program and take my head and slam it against my desk because I'll feel better than listening to it. Hang on a second.
I think the audience agrees with me. I don't know.
No, they don't.
Do a poll.
Okay, who's on line one? Do you agree with Linda or me on this? What's your name, by the way?
Joe.
Hello. Joe, do you agree with me or Linda?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Joe. The answer is simple. Come on, Joe.
No. Stop trying to persuade. I'm trying to get
an objective. I'm not persuading him. I'm just saying, come on, Joe. In fact, that's perfect.
Let's go to line three. Line three, you agree with me or Linda? Hello. How are you? Yes, I'm talking to you. You're on the air. Line two.
I tell you what.
Let's try line two. Line
two, you're on the air. I'll put a poll on
Hannity.com. Do you agree with me or Linda? She shouldn't be in the subway. Who do you agree with? Hello, you there? Welcome to the Sean Hannity Show. Can I help you? What's your name?
Steven.
All right. Who do you agree with, me or Linda?
It depends on the severity. I think Linda can take care of herself.
It depends on the severity. Would you want your daughter or somebody you care about to be in that subway?
I wouldn't want my wife on the subway, no.
Thank you. Case closed, checkmate. I'm done.
You won 1-0 and that's it? 1-0?
That's it. All right. You know what? From the peanut gallery, you can be quiet back there. Thanks
that was
a
actually
lot.
Pretty
wow, laws could be passed so much faster if it was 1-0.
All right. Well, then do you get on the subway still? What's no, that? You take
yes,
the bus.
Yes, I do. I take no, the bus. Just, are you takes, out of your mind?
He takes the train. You can't take buses or cars in Manhattan. You can't get around. It's not a thing.
Well,
there's no way
the
to do
out.
It.
Follow
it's bad, man.
Leave. I told you, everyone's free to move to Florida. All right, let me tell you. Now, Joe Biden abandoned Americans in Afghanistan 3 years ago. You know, hundreds of thousands of Americans behind enemy lines. They're still there, as far as we know. No hint of a plan to rescue American hostages being held in Hamas, in Gaza by Hamas. No hint of a plan, by the way, to rescue hostages in and Americans now are trapped in Haiti. Now, Stars and Stripes, Stripes defense officials said Tuesday that the U.S. does not plan to deploy troops to Haiti, has no immediate plan to rescue Americans trapped by gang violence in Haiti. Marines flew into Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, over the weekend to airlift non-essential embassy personnel out. Well, what about every other American? Now, apparently a Michigan, I think, congresswoman, Mitch Albom was there with his wife, I guess, doing missionary work. I've actually been to Haiti. I remember I went with Samaritan's Purse, and I was there, and my kids were with me, and I went to the Dominican Republic, and then we went and to Haiti. We even flew in a helicopter over the whole country. It was a disaster. That was after the earthquake. Every home was destroyed. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now American missionaries, Joe Biden's abandoned them. They're pleading for rescue. Joe, go save the Americans now. You got this guy. What is this guy called? Barbecue. He says his mother named him Barbecue. But his enemies say, no, he's named Barbecue because he has a like of burning people to death. Then in New York, you got this dopey mayor who bragged about, yeah, come to New York. Come to there. Then so many came to New York. He's like, get the hell out of New York. Eric Adams is now saying New Yorkers call the Big Apple Port-au-Prince of America. I mean, can you really be that stupid? Because now all these people that have to, the gangs and the lawlessness and the shooting in the streets, the country's collapsed. And we have now, they're bracing for a new wave of illegal immigrants from Haiti. We cannot afford to take them in. I know, I feel terrible for the people of Haiti. We didn't take them in after the earthquake. Now, people want to donate. Let's start with Hollywood liberals. They're always generous with everybody else's money. Now, Ron DeSantis is already preparing for Joe not doing his job, and he's sending out additional soldiers, officers, as well as aircraft and boats, and they're going to stop people that are going to try to make it to the shores of Florida. He's going to do Joe's job. That's not Governor DeSantis' job, but he already knows Joe won't do it. So he has no choice. As a matter of fact, the Biden administration now is considering using Gitmo for Haitian, quote, migrants that want to be here illegally. If there's going to be a mass exodus, you can absolutely, it's a certainty. Now, I'm going to just tell you, all these people that I talk to that know more than me about TikTok, Linda, you're one of them. And Josh Hawley was on last. I said, Senator, I could barely download an app. Linda, you could testify in court and tell the truth. Am I good at anything technical with phones, computers, and anything? I don't even have a computer. I do not own a computer. I don't have an email account. Am I good at any of this stuff? No.
No, you stink.
Stink. Awful. So I can't really tell you from my personal experience that TikTok is a spy app. However, when Josh Hawley says it, and all these other people that are smarter than me on this topic say it, I'm tending to believe them. Now, if somebody, apparently Steve Mnuchin, may move to buy TikTok, and maybe Elon Musk, I saw Larry Ellison's name out there, if they want to move to buy it, I'm fine with that. Because those are three people that I would trust. I would. And they would get rid of any spy applications that are inserted in TikTok. You know, but China's out there warning Biden that it's going to come back to bite the U.S. And they insist there's no evidence the app threatens American and national security. I cannot tell you from my own experience. I don't know enough. I'm being honest. How many talk show hosts admit they don't know something? Anyway, not a lot. All right. Should and will Vonnie Willis be disqualified? We'll check in with our legal team. Also, an investigative report with Greg Jarrett. Sarah Carter's been on the ground in Israel. We'll get an update from her. She met with the Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu. But Chucky Schumer, oh, he wants new elections. He doesn't like the Prime Minister. Way to stab the guy in the back, Chuck, when he needs help the most.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Gold Co. is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.